Hello there, everybody. Welcome to the Heat Army podcast. Just before we get going, we want you to be fully interactive. We've got lots of people watching, good viewing figures already, so keep that going and send your messages in. As I say, someone already has, Ben Allison already has, so you can be like Ben, interact with the show, and you'll be able to talk to me, Mickey and Steely, about all things Gated, and that's what this show is all about. If you haven't been with us before, please do consider subscribing and say interacting. That's what it's all about. It's all about you. But before we go any further, we'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors. It's that way, even still. Sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and our partners, Patrick. As you can see, they've helped us out. And please do follow them on social media as well. And as well, say, subscribe. And there we go. That gets us all into it. We're going to be doing a special quiz tonight. It's not called where it used to be. It's been family-friendlyized. It's called the Boob Head Quiz now, instead of what it used to be, because we know we've got children watching. So as I say, we'll be doing that very, very shortly. And just leaves me to bring in these gentlemen here with me, Steely and Mickey. Hello there, lads.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, lots to talk about tonight. Obviously, the defeat at Hartlepool and the great win at Dagenham. The ladies have won as well. And we've got a couple of highlights, courtesy of Lee Eldritton as well, to put up as before we talk about that. But the messages are flying in at the moment. We've got Embracing the Vision, which is the lad that provided the highlights. So we've got them on. Boiler Sports TV is hello, everyone. Sean Parry. Evening, gents. Welcome back, Steely. He did go to Paris, but he didn't propose. We'll get into that later on. We've got Evening Lad. Your lass doesn't watch this, does she, Davey?
Yeah. No, she doesn't. Oh. No.
really checked before I said that. And lovely to see you all. So you can do like that and everyone get well involved. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll start at the beginning. Of course, we were on air before the Hartlepool game. And Mickey, not the greatest of results.
Not the greatest results. Not the greatest performance neither, to be fair. I say that, but we dominated possession. Anybody who was there will tell you the build-up was far too slow. They went 1-0 up after a couple of minutes and then had a man sent off. We got right back into the game. We're pushing them back. And I think it's my opinion, it was just naive defending. They've just hit a ball over the top. The lads raced away, put it in the middle. The lads had a tap in and just sickening, especially when you consider what happened at against Boreham Wood.
You were fizzing at the end of the game.
I was. I'm not going to deny it.
We changed his name to Alka-Seltzer.
I wasn't happy at all. I just thought that the build-up was far too slow, especially when you compare it to what we've done against Dagenham. I mean, let's get things into perspective here. What I've seen of the Dagenham game and what I've seen of Hartlepool. Hartlepool will do a hell of a lot better than Dagenham will.
Yeah. But, I mean,
defended really well. They just put a low block and we couldn't break it down, basically.
And it's obvious that man would score against us as well. He's got a habit of it. I don't think he'll score another goal this season until he plays us. He's the type of player. It is. So if anyone was at those games or watched them, please do send in your messages as well. We're going to be talking about the Dagenham game very, very shortly. More messages are coming in. We've got one here. Story had a bet on how many passes he could get. Well, yeah, that's the way we play. We build from the back. And obviously, we've got greetings from West Peterborough there. Boiler Sports got Think Mike was brave, putting Ollie Thompson on, in my opinion. Why did he not bring on Panny? Well, this is the questions, isn't it? The manager sees how he thinks he can change the game, and that's the way it is.
I keep seeing it. We're all blessed with hindsight. You know, you think most football fans, why didn't we do this? Why didn't we do that? Yeah. I remember, if you're the manager, you've got to react to the situation there and do what you think.
That's why we're football fans.
Yeah. Gavin Rhodes, we can be very naive of our defending at time, lack of game management, both Bournemouth and Hartlepool games. Yes, yeah. We'll get into that because obviously there was an incident that has happened quite a few times at the back for Gateshead, under hit passes it's got to be wiped out. You know, we can't do that throughout the season. Otherwise, we'll, it's pointless playing because we're just going to make rules to people. Tracy Wilson has put hello from Bravos Peninsula, Isle of Lewis. There we go. Is it, what's the wildlife situation up there, Davey? Is it good?
I have no idea.
No idea. I suspect it is. Yeah, so there we go. We're looking real at the back. Two goals conceded in each game. Not great. Yeah, but if, the thing is, as I said to Mickey, I don't know if I said it to Davey in the same group chat, I gauge us on last season. We're ahead of that already. Keep the, you know, it's a building, build the momentum. Yes, we've got high aspirations, but if you start better than the season before, that's got to put you in good stead. And if we can get a win on Saturday against Ebbsfleet, which of course we'll be talking about later on, you know, everything's looking very, very rosy, and we could be sitting in the top seven come 5 o'clock on Saturday night, or as the way the time added on is, it could be quarter past five by the time the results come in. But that's a different conversation altogether.
It's like we say, though, if you keep making the mistakes, you're making them harder. You're putting more pressure on your strikers.
You are. Exactly. But there we go. Trust the process. And we've got six watching from the lakes. So there we go. All over the time. Someone's put, what time is the quiz? The quiz will be coming. Don't you worry. It's a good one.
I'm dreading this quiz.
Before we go any further, Milk the Cow, Mike Cow, sent us a great picture, which is on social media, from a baker in Low Fell. And now this young boy that has got this is a very lucky young boy. And I'm sure the people of Patrick will be thrilled to see this as well. Look at that. Tom, whoa, what a birthday cake. I'm really...
That's class.
Tom, I just got a Victoria sponge when I was a kid. Oh, look at that, man. That is beautiful, isn't it? I'm presuming Tom's a kid, but either way, you're a lucky adult if you're not. But wow. And that's Jenny McCauley, I think, is the baker there. But isn't that beautiful work of art?
It certainly is.
Yeah,
that really is good, that, isn't it?
Very wonderful.
You see McCauley?
I think it's Jenny McCauley. I'll double check the name shortly in the next advert. But I wonder if they might like to make a cake for the 400th episode. we'll gladly take one.
Three.
We've got more here. We've got watching in from the Vale of Athol. There we go. We've got people all over the place tonight. The Dagenham commentators were class. They were. They were very good. We watched it together, didn't we, lads?
We had a chuckle every now and then.
You've got to put credit where credit's due, but not as good as me. I'm joking.
It's just as well you've edited it properly now, because the amount of swearing I do.
Oh no, I haven't put that in. What it is, we watched it all together via StreamYard. Obviously, we paid for it, but I did have the celebrations, but I haven't got them up. It's Jenny McCauley who makes them. There we go. So you want to follow her on Facebook? Please do find that cake and like it, because that is a work of art and a class birthday cake. I'll definitely take one of those next year. And so the messages are flying in at the moment. We've got listening in from Felon. Go on, Johnny Gray. You're putting her on the map. But you're the first person to put Felon on the map for good reasons anyway. evening all. Cracking week so far. It can get better. It can get better. And let's hope.
It certainly can. And our friends from High Wycombe.
It certainly is. We've got a lot of people watching us at the moment. Thank you very much. The quiz is going to come up next, and then we'll talk about the Boreham Wood game. So we'll get into that. Before we get into Dagenham, I'm going into it. Boreham Wood.
Come back in time.
Long COVID. Right. You can follow us on our social medias and subscribe. Please do. The Heat Army podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gator Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon.
What's your happy birthday song, Mickey?
Mickey, have you been? You weren't on last week, were you, when he was singing? So, Mickey, have you warmed up your larynx?
Yeah, Yeah, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you.
Right, this is the much anticipated renamed quiz, and we'll be getting underway. We've got a fancy bit and all. Look at this.
Now it's time for Mickey v. Steely. In what has been named the most anticipated battle, get ready for the Boo Pig quiz.
There we
Mickey
go.
Mickey looks about 25 on that.
The boob heed quiz. So as I say, here we are. I'm going to remove myself. I'm going to turn my camera off. So it's just used to in for the boob heed quiz.
Come on.
To let you know what exactly the boob heed quiz is now.
Before we go any further.
On this week.
Best of luck, Mr. Steele.
Good luck. I'm going to be hopeless. Hopeless.
Everyone's
I feel the pressure already.
Everybody's using AI at the moment, and we're no different. We've used AI to alter a player's picture. Now, we've used different styles like anime, and you'll see as I go through what type of style it is. So this is the first one, and this is in anime. Now, which gated player is this?
Any idea, Mickey?
Bear in mind, it does really alter them.
Is it Francis? Buddy.
Is that your final answer, Davey?
No, I'm just throwing names out there. Mickey's having a very good think of this. Look at Mickey's concentrating.
Oh, well, Mickey, have a guess.
We've got
people here. Someone's went Francis.
I'm going Whelan.
Well, I'll go Francis. Yeah, I thought Francis. That was my
Francis
first. Francis
Whelan. Is that your final answers, boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the answer. Oh, Harrison Bond.
What?
Of course.
There you go. Hey, look, that's what I'm saying. I put it so it was only on like 12% the same, so it had them in the same position. I was making it really tough, as you can see. There we go.
Davey, did you have a bit too much time on your hands?
I'm not. I'd rather not answer that. So neither. That's 0-0 at the moment in the boob heed quiz. Right. Which player is this? This player has been turned into a child.
I'll have a gun at that. I'll see a Jordan Hunter.
I'm trying to recognise the tattoos on his right arm.
And if if any of the players' families are watching and they know if it's accurate, this AI, people's put Tinkler on this one, I think. Yes, people can guess. Yeah. Hunter, I think that was on the last one.
Going
Tinkler, Hannant, someone's saying. So
I know, but that would be the same size.
There we go. Panny, possibly.
Oh, Panny, yeah.
Francis is Dan Bell. Oof. Go on, right. Davey, you've got to give us your answer first.
Let's go for something extreme. Let's go for McBride.
McBride. And what do you say, Mickey?
I said Jordan Hunter.
You did, didn't you? Well, in that case, Mickey has won.
Good work, Mickey.
So it's 1-0 to Mickey. And right, so it looks like at this moment in time, Davey Steele will be the boob heed. So,
not for the right, first time.
This one here, who is this? They're in the style of Ken. Ken and Bobby.
Ken and Bobby.
All right.
Oh, bloody hell, who is this?
I'm going to let you have a guess. I think I know who it is, but I'm not sure.
Go on, you're doing well.
We've got Wern, Archie Mayer.
No, we've had Archie Mayer, yeah.
No, it was Harrison Bond we had. Someone's put Mayer.
All answers are coming up, and that's the answer I had in my head, and that's a God's Wern. Honest.
Oh, what was Wern?
We've got a story there.
Oh, I'm still going on with I was thinking Wern.
Wait, Steely.
How should I just go so for random? And then if you've gone for Wern, we've gone for Christ. Oh, I don't know. Listen, I'll go for Hannett. Just a random. Yeah, right, go on.
Well, let's find out who it is. So what you got, Mickey? Wern.
I went for Wern.
Wern and Hannett. It was Mickey as Ken.
Maybe. Fantastic.
Still one. There's two left. You've got a chance.
Hey, use that as your profile picture from now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who was this as a cartoon character? Now, I'll let you into a little secret here. This is really, really heavily altered. I'll give you a clue. There's no beard. The beard completely froze off. Otherwise, I'd be amiss if I was...
It looks like Jack McGragan.
That's not Jack. That would be a good one, though.
Let's go.
Dan Bell's got Hunter. It wasn't Hunter. We've had that already. We've got Hannant.
Oh, let's go Booty. Just random. Let's go Booty.
You're going Booty. Mickey, who are you going for?
I'm going for Francis.
I thought Richardson at one stage, but go on. Let's go for Booty.
Well, lads, you are both wrong. It was Big Mike.
Bloody hell!
Now obviously we had the so people's put there Raylan. Tom Allen. Right, so
Tom Allen would have been a good guess.
The next one is coming up now. We were in the Barbie phase before, the Ken and Barbie phase, but we have turned someone into Barbie.
Me.
Who the hell?
I tell you what, I'm going to say me just because I think you're just going to be awkward here.
Oh, Steely's too good. He's got it right. There we go. it's been a draw. I'm gonna have to do one in the background to get a tiebreaker. So I'll that was quite good. I hope people enjoyed the quiz. Steely, Hollowilla Booby. We've had it all. Mike, who said that, the manager. So I would say that I think Poppy and Co got it right, and people got Steely there. So yeah, I'll bring myself back in. So did you enjoy the titty quiz? Even though it's 1-1, I will bring out a tiebreaker later on. So yeah,
I was still shocked at the Ken one.
The Ken one.
I think you should use that for your Twitter profile.
I think I should, shouldn't I? You should send us a picture, dearie.
Definitely, I will.
I think my followers will just be very confused if I did that.
Hey, man. What a call there. Hey. Oh, well, there you go. That was the return of the boob heed quiz, formerly known as the tit heed quiz. But there we go. All right, I've got it. Ah, oh, yes, there we go. I've got one lined up here, which I'm going to have to do in the background, and we'll see if you can guess who it is. But, so, one Gladys. Second. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It's not going to be me. Tell you what, Mickey, can you tell us about the Gated Ladies, about the first game? Because I've had two since we were last on here.
Yeah, on Sunday, we're in Washington, played Liam Lane. It was nice to see so many different faces down there as well. Quite a fair few people turned out for the lasses, and the lasses played really well. They won 8-2. Crid scored 5. Should have had a 6th, but the referee, I think, felt a bit pity on Liam Lane, and he says it never crossed the line. It was a fantastic move, and it was chipped to the back post here on the volley. It hit the underside of the bar and went over the line and come out. And I said to her after the game, what was your favourite goal? She says, the one that should have counted. I should have had a double hat trick.
That's a classic striker, isn't it?
It is.
But there was, we played some really good football, lads, and Crid scored some really good goals as well. She scored two 25-yarders, which were just unbelievable. And there was one where it was like a five-man move, and it was just quick passes, zigzagging, and Crid got down the line and fired it across, and Liv come flying in at the back post and fired it into the top corner. It was just a really good move. And it was, like I say, it was a really good game. And I think 8-2 was a bit harsh on Liam Lane, but a bit like the South Shields game, which is clinical.
Yeah.
Really clinical, but we did play well as well, mate. But
and
of course, it was an 8-2 game.
There was a game last night at Birtley. It got rearranged to where it was going to be played, but I'll quickly play out a couple of the goals. Thanks to Lee Eltrinham for providing these. So have a little look at this. And when we after we've seen these and talked about this game, we're going to have the decider in the Titheed quiz. Sorry, Boobheed. I forgot to change the name. Well, there we go. Some of the action from last night. Mickey, you were there and another fine performance.
Oh, yeah. Played really well yesterday. Craig got a hat-trick. And I have to say, for the penalty, the lass had come right through the back of her and took her down.
Yeah.
Craig was limping when she took the penalty.
Nasty.
It was a nasty tackle behind that.
Yeah. And Craig stepped up, scored the penalty. A typical Crid, proper diva.
Oh,
I've got my hat trick. I need to come off. Proper diva.
That's what Mickey will do if he wins the quiz. He'll go, that's it. I'm going. I'm off. I'm away.
I felt sorry because Lee actually missed the best goal. The ball just dropped in the net as he forgot to press the.
Record.
Just as she took the shot, and only caught it when it dropped in the net. Absolutely amazing. And Carly pulled off an absolute wonder save. You've probably seen it on Twitter today.
Yeah.
When's the season starting, Mickey? That for real?
Well, they've got Anik in the cup this Sunday.
Aye.
And they're hoping to get the game knocked back later so people can watch the Women's World Cup final. Yep. And then hopefully 3 o'clock, half past three, we can kick the game off. It'd be great if we can do that. I mean, Anik are, I think, a team from above. And I seen them about 2 years ago when they played South Shields, and they beat South Shields. They're a good side.
Yeah.
A really good side.
It's going to be a good test. It's going to be a really good test. Someone's put, Dave, what happens if it finishes in a draw on the next pick? Well, it won't, because you've got to pick. You've got two names each, lads, right? You can't pick the same two names.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So, right, this is the decider for the Boobheed quiz. And who is this, Ken? Davey, you can go first.
I'm going to go for Story.
And?
Magne.
Story of Magne. Mickey?
I'm going to go Ed Francis. Ed Francis. Or Connor Panny. I've just seen that. I've just seen the answer because of the bottle.
What's the answer? So come on then, who?
Busted.
What's the answer, Mickey?
Busted. So you're going who? Busted and who did you say?
I said Ed Francis at first.
Well, these are both wrong, so you have to pick another two players till we get down to where it was.
Really? Is it
other players? They're not management.
This is a player.
A player. Right. I'll go for Booty.
And?
Dianga.
I'll get again.
I think you might have got that one really wrong.
I'm gonna go Haaland. I'll try to think it was.
This is riveting for the viewers. I know this. This is absolutely.
I'm thinking Haaland is, and
who's missing? Who's not? Tinkler?
Yeah, there's plenty of miss, but
Richardson. Go on, Mickey.
You seeing that or not?
No.
Go already on. Got his.
I'll go Haaland and Richardson. Like.
Jesus Christ, lads! Another two guesses.
Word. Let's go Wern and who were not picked? Chadwick. Wern and Chadwick.
We will get there. I did not expect it.
I'm gonna go.
Who's left?
I'm gonna go Rob Elliott and Aidan Rutledge.
Oh, for God's sake, another two lads.
Keep getting stealing. Just keep saying the reward.
All right, Ollie Thompson and Alan.
All right, Mickey, another two. Honest God. One of you is going to kick yourself because you've mentioned it and changed your name, changed your mind.
Oh, God. How are they, Mickey? You've changed your mind, Mickey, early on.
Before the...
I thought
right, people's going to tune out.
Archie, Marin, Whelan.
Oh, for God's sake, use two. I'll give you a clue. He plays on the left hand side. First person to see it.
Tom Allen.
Oh, Christ. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Booty.
No.
Francis.
No.
Wern.
No. Left hand side.
Tinkler's
right sided. I'm looking at the program in front of us. I can't think. Ollie Campbell, Hobbs, Rutledge, Panny.
It's Panny. There we go.
Oh my God.
I said Panny first now, didn't I?
Aye, exactly.
So
Mickey wins. That means Davey is the boobheed. So there we go.
I'm happy to call it a draw, to be honest, Dave. I think we deserve a bra cup each.
I think all that we say is that was a harrowing defeat for the podcast. Probably to our sponsors and our partners.
did we name every other player?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Mickey named him early on, so we might change the format next week. Jesus.
just have multiple choice. It might be easier.
Aye. Way, isn't
it? Is it A, Paddy, or B, Paddy?
Before we go any further, sorry to our sponsors and our partners. Remember to like and subscribe, everybody. Right, let's get on to Tuesday night. The lads went down to Dagenham. Hell of a long trip, and I believe their coach broke down on the way back as well. It was a long old trip for the lads, and as I say, but I think the first 20 minutes, you could tell they had been on a coach all day. It took us a while to get into our stride, didn't it?
Yeah, that seemed was your opening comments, wasn't it, Dave? You said that but after 5 minutes, you said, we look a bit rusty here. We look a bit as if we just come off the coach. Dagenham were up for it. Obviously, they had a poor result on Saturday and got some criticism. So I think they were quite fired to sort of get it turned around. But once we settled, you know, after 20 minutes, we sort of settled into our pattern and we became the better team.
Yeah. I think they did have a high press on us. We kept it at bay. They tried to carve out chances. Didn't really get a clean shot on target early on. But Mayer did make good saves in both halves. But I mean, we were laughing on the commentary. It's an easy thing for a commentator to say because you don't know their position. But he said, "Oh, that was so wide," and on our camera shot, right, 10 feet wide. But that's where the commentator's position is. But it was a slow start. But once we got into it, and once we got into the second half, but obviously Panny's goal here, oh,
beautiful.
I didn't you mean?
Oh yeah, I'm saying Panny. Yeah,
Panny on the brain, dude.
What happened? Yeah. But Hannon, two marvellous strikes, both the same, cutting on his right from the left, and, unstoppable finishes for the goalkeeper. You've seen him at full stretch, but look at that little bit of skill.
Absolutely class. Great, great finish. Celebrating with the fans as well, 45 of them down there. That was an impressive for a Tuesday night in London.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, you're going to have to stop over or drive back because the last train was at 10. There's no way you were getting back for that to King's Cross. Yeah. So, you know, well done, all of them. That went down. It's pure commitment. But, Gateshead, we did start turned on, but we were the makers of our own problems as well, lads, at times.
I don't think my heart can't take this watching Gateshead. What, we've had three games, we've conceded.
Oh, hang on. Here's the Flying Scotsman.
Ooh. There he is. Man.
Choo-choo. It's Archie, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's a nice height for him. He should be saving that, to be fair. Yeah,
no, but
he's done that for the cameras.
It's a good one for the cameras, aye. But a lovely off the line as well by Story as well. That was a one that, you know, looked destined to go in the back of the net, but it was clawed away. But obviously, after half time, I say I'll bring it back out when we come out for half time. We did have a calamity at the back after we got our second goal, didn't we? This is a lovely one. Yeah, look at this.
I love that touch by Dananga. Put onto his left foot.
Yeah, lovely. Through a crowd there. Look at that. There he is. We had a debate whether it's honey that he likes there or if he's doing the old classic carry on of. but we'll keep it as the goal. We'll keep it as the
goal. Came at the right time though, didn't it? Because it was just the start of the second half when Dagenham wanted to come out and try and get back into the game and to make it 2-0. You know, that eased the nerves a bit.
Look at that, man. Lovely. And the place it, as I say, between the goalkeeper and the defender there.
To be fair,
Pilot Sports just sold his car to Marcus Dananga. I don't know how true that is, but there's the header. That was disallowed, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't really sure what for, but anyway.
Yeah, as hard in the replay, I struggled to see what it was actually disallowed for. But
I think he felt sorry for us because it wasn't a corner in the first place.
Yeah. but Wern was absolutely on fire, wasn't he, at times? But we should have hit the target with that one off the top of the head there from McBride. Another player that grew into the game, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, there you go. That was the pass into more or less the empty net.
That's extremely poor, by the way.
It is. And we know mistakes will happen, whether we'll get caught on a high press or and the player gets stranded, but an underhit ball like that at the back has to be stamped out.
It's an unforced error, Davey.
We've gifted a goal from nothing, and it's through us passing it on the goal line. And if I was the manager, I'm telling them what to do, but I would say if the defender's in that position, kick it out, just launch it anywhere. Don't be passing it back to the goalkeeper on his goal line that close. Anywhere into the 6-yard box, do not pass it back because we've got to eliminate those type of gifts that were given to people.
It'll cost us in a bigger match if we're not careful,
Without a doubt. But Hannon's second goal was a beaut as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Both his goals were class.
Yeah. And then
this is what I want to see from a striker as well. Just be there when the bar breaks in the 6-yard box.
Right place at the right time.
Years, I can't ask for anything more. Good 3 points on the road.
Get us 4-1 up by 87 minutes, and only Gateshead can make us sweat until in the 101st.
Yeah, we were sweating. I thought we were going into a full extra time, didn't we? That story, why does he do it? It happens, I know, but I think it's something that they've got. I think, the religiously drill things into each other on the training ground, and you would hope that they try and eliminate those mistakes. And, Story, you'll not hide. He never does. He'll be wanting to learn from it. He always does. That's the type of person he is. That's why he's with Mike and Busted. They've all got the same mentality. But yeah, it was, you know, just unfortunate. But look, we're in. We went from 9th to 10th because of that goal. But look, 10th, as I said earlier on, we are a point better than this stage last year. A point better in a higher place. So if we can keep going like that, you know, start the season off, we've played some really attractive football at times, and you'd hope that we can only get stronger. So I listened to the match, and I think I was, here we go again when we had a 2-1. But fair play to the lads for not letting the heads drop. That's another positive. They didn't let the heads drop. They kept going. And fantastic stuff. I'd say hopefully we can run on it and get another win at the weekend. But those finishes from Hammond were unreal. And Mickey, you said he looked a little bit rusty, maybe lack of a pre-season at Hartlepool. But he stepped it up there.
He certainly did. I thought, beg your pardon. I thought Hartlepool were a good defensive unit. And he wasn't very often Hannon went past the fullback. I just thought if he, at Hartlepool, he would just make you sell a yard and just whip it over.
Yeah.
But on Tuesday, he was outstanding. I can't see anything other.
No, I mean, also as well, we're forgetting that Whelan's out as well at the moment. Ollie's out. We haven't had Ollie in the starting lineup yet or involved on a match day. So when Ollie comes back, that opens up another dynamic. We know how he can pick out a pass and, you know, create things from midfield. So, you know, there's exciting prospects as things are going to get better, as you would imagine at this stage of the season. They're still getting in the groove of it and, you know, they're well drilled and every player knows their job.
Yeah, for the first three games, I've seen a lot of positives. Mm-hmm. Even, we drew the first one, we're 2-0 up, and we got 2-1 of Hartlepool. But I've seen positives in all the games. The football we are playing is fantastic. Against Hartlepool, it was too slow. I don't know what, we just completely switched off. And Boreham Wood had, it was either cack or bust, basically, for Boreham Wood.
Yeah,
you know, they had to come out and go for it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, the first half against Boreham Wood was outstanding. First 45 minutes
without the shadow,
absolutely fantastic.
With a question, does anyone know what Greg Ollie's injury is and how long he's expected to be out? I don't. I haven't
cough. Heard. I've heard it's another 2 weeks.
Well, at the moment,
whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Thoughts on Elliot Forbes going to Blythe? Of course, he's went there on loan until January. He needs minutes. He hasn't played that much in the last two and a half years.
I think it's a good move. Yeah, just get him bedded in, blooded in over there. You know, getting regular football. You know, I think it's a good move, personally.
Definitely.
I think it's good for Elliot Forbes, and I sent him a tweet the other day hoping that he passes to on rushing forwards, short back passes. And comes back in January.
Just do all the things we just said that we don't do in the main squad.
All
right. Oh, there we go. We've got Sandra Farfield, who's got, we can't play in front of more than 400 Heat fans. That's where it is. On the road, you've got to have less than 400 to make it viable to win. 10th in the table is better than our last season. We'll learn from our mistakes, build on those unforced errors. Found a good improved Tuesday night. I was impressed to see again on Saturday, pretty much confident that the lads will build on the tactics against Hartlepool's second goal. And we couldn't clear our lines, but we'll learn from those mistakes. And look, there's anything we know that they're always studying, they're always trying to do it. The commentary was great. Listen, it's right about us playing good football as anyone in the league. One thing I will say about them, they were very overcritical of our brand of football and saying how much they didn't like it at the back. Yeah. I don't know if there was much tongue-in-cheek in that, but he kept reiterating it. So there we go.
One of them did like it though, didn't he? The younger lad was sort of saying, oh, you're gonna have to get used to this. This is modern day football, and he did like it.
We have got a message from Dan Bell, and I did see this on social media that he was wearing it. He's put, I'm good news, Mickey. I'm leaving the cursed relegation shirt at home on Saturday. I only wear it again if mankind if mankind depends on a gate of defeat. Never ever. That I don't know why that company has made shirts from that season. It was the worst season ever. It was horrendous, and that shirt should be burned. Even the replicas should be burned. honest, barbed wire toilet roll would be better than that shirt. How much I feel about that shirt. Horrible.
Barbed wire toilet roll.
That shirt
I sent you what. You didn't you have the link for the half and halves?
There is a company that is doing replicas, and they've got a replica of the 93-94 season one. With Metro Radio on, and that one looks quite good. And you'd be able to get I've looked as well on eBay, you can get the ASICS badge and you can iron that on so it would look like the legit shirt. We'll find that for the next show to show that one. I know I have seen a few people wearing the away one that's on there. I think that's a 95 season, isn't it? Or is it the same season, the yellow ASICS one? But yeah, yeah, big retro shirts are big in fashion at the moment, and they do some fantastic ones from little clubs as well, which is great. We've got heard it was a cough as well. That one there. What's the chances of Tom Allen getting minutes? Well, he's getting some appearances. He's got to make it count. You know, and who knows, he may get a start.
Can't really make it count in 2 minutes, though, can he? Like you do,
no, you can't really. As Fleet, it's going to be a tough test. Still keep their squad from last two seasons destroyed National League. So, well, look, the last time we played, I did see a video clip that was put up by the club. Yeah. The last time we played Ebbsfleet was the protest day. I think Mellish scored in that one. We've come a long way. We've come a very long way since the last time we played Ebbsfleet. And say both had relegations, both back. So hopefully it's going to be a good game, and not in the way it was the last time.
We were both struggling with owners at the time, weren't we?
Yeah, it was the greatest time for football. Lots of people still messaging. If you'd like to get your predictions in for Saturday against Ebbsfleet, please do. One second. What's that? I've still got the original. Remember that season I did the game, all the games home and away. I think it's Stevie Farnfield that's putting that one in there on Sandra's account. Thank you for messaging in. We're going to get him on as a guest one day as well. Unfortunately, I'm not there on Saturday, but I am. The commentary is back. Me and Mark will be bringing you commentary on Saturday afternoon. Embracing the Visions went 3-2. There we go. With us to score on the 90th. God, you like a heart attack. You definitely, I like it easy, me. 3-1 to Gated. 3-1 to Gated. And we've got 2-0 to Gated here. We've got 3-1 to the Heed. Stevie's put never.
he's not coming on then.
He'll come on, don't you worry. Just before we go any further, please do follow our social medias. We would like you to interact with the podcast more. We've got great numbers tonight and we're really appreciative. And if you could drop a subscribe as well, tell your friends. And if you are away on holiday, I'm getting an echo there. Can anyone hear
me?
All right, so there we go. I'll get back in there. But if you, anyone that doesn't know about the podcast on a match day, do tell them, get them interacting. And also as well, if you're on holiday, you can listen into the Heed Army podcast on Saturday for the match against Ebbsfleet. But this is our socials. Dan Bell, I like it. Positivity. 1-0 the Heed. Yeah, 4-0 to the Heed. We've got one here as well. We've got 3-1 to the Heed. Oh, hey, man, look at this. The confidence is flowing. We've got 3-1 to the Heed. Christopher Story. We've got Darren Walden out there in the Irish Sea. I don't think he is. I think he's off at the minute. 3-2 to the Heed. We seem to concede two these days. 2-1, he got the flying in. Thank you, everybody. 2-1 with Dananga and Wern and Pollen for Ebbsfleet. Oh, some detailed predictions there.
Yeah.
2-0 to the Heat, 2-0 to the Heat, and God, they're still coming in. We've got 2-0 to the Heat there, first clean sheet of the season, and good luck to the lasses on Sunday as well. So, yes.
Absolutely have started the season well, though.
Apparently, he's away at the minute. So there we go. Darren is back up there. He's saying David Tron has went 4-2. So you've still got time to send in your predictions as well. And anything else you'd like to talk about revolving around Gateshead at the moment? And Mickey's just going to disappear. I was just going to talk to David Steele because you have got something that came in the post, Mickey, Davey, and it looked absolutely fantastic. You haven't got it on, but that's how you looked.
Yeah.
Just without the hair.
I did. It arrived last week. I was delighted. Wore it on Tuesday night, and it's a great shirt. It's one of the best we've had, really. You know, I mean, there's been some great contenders over the years, but good shirt, isn't it?
It is a nice shirt. It's not like that 97-98 shirt, which is a travesty. No one should ever see it. And if I see anyone at the game, I'm going to give you this stare.
What?
No, not. It's horrible.
Why are you so bitter, Davey, about that shirt? About the season?
Because it was the worst season ever. It started off with such positivity. A hat-trick from I forgot his name now. He was on loan from Middlesbrough. It'll come to us. And he had a great career in the Football League as well. Oh, what was his name? He scored two. He scored two goals. And I think it might have been Steve Farnfield, I remember. He'll send it in. Dr. Doom says 2-1 Ebbs Fleet. There's ours one, isn't it?
Wasn't that Steve Stanfield? Anyway.
Yeah. I think, what was his name? Paul Connor. That was his name.
Oh, yes.
And I think the other goal might have been Bowie. I might be wrong on that one. But we started the first win the season in something like 18 years, and then we got relegated. It was awful season. Has anyone's away tops arrived yet? I don't know, but if this is the place to do it, let us know.
A few people asking on Twitter today about the away shirts, so I don't think the away shirts have been sent out yet.
Well, some people, hopefully, it comes through. Remember, it's a small club behind the scenes. Volunteers mainly, it'll get out there. Hopefully everyone's got them for the home game on Saturday. That would be good, or I don't know if they can be collected, but if they can, let us know. Right, as I say, lots of predictions, still time to get them in. We've got about 10 minutes left. It's been an enjoyable show. The return of the Boogie quiz.
What's your predictions, lads? Yeah, Mickey.
Good point.
Yeah, come on. Because the thing is, Ebbs Fleet have
actually started. I'm going to go 3-1, Dananga hat-trick.
He'll be subbed before he gets his third. But anyway, go on, mate. Because the thing is, Ebbs Fleet have actually started the season well. They won 1-0 away at Rochdale, and they've done all right. It's been a decent start for them. Obviously,
I'm going to go
2-1. Yeah. I'll go 2-0 then.
Well, we've got some things here. Someone's just really trying to grind my gears tonight. Look at this. I just had a lovely bar of chocolate from the cupboard. Look, we've been talking about the 97.
Done, Boiler.
You drag that. You can drag chocolate all you want. I've been on a diet this week and lost 7 pounds. Yeah. So there we go.
I'll
dropped his wallet outside.
I wish. It hit us on the back of the head. I dropped it. I would say the diet has started, and I will be a skeleton by the end of the season.
Davey, you just want to come on the island because, I've just come back and I'm going to be on for sort of 3 weeks, and I have to bring everything at once. So I've got like tons of beer and tons of chocolate. But by the end of the 3 weeks, just desperate.
Do you keep your chocolate in the fridge, though? That's the thing.
No, I don't. Do you keep your chocolate in the fridge?
Well done. He does. He's a scruff.
Right. Try, Davey. apparently, they haven't come yet. The children's ones are what they're waiting for. Well, hopefully, they'll get out this week. That would be fantastic. As I say, while we are still on here, of course, We are providing full match commentary on Saturday for Gator versus Ebbsfleet 2:45 with the build-up. The ladies are playing away on Sunday. Check out their social medias if you fancy a trip up to Alnwick and see what time the game is going to be actually played at. So keep your eyes on that. Follow also as well the Gated and Gated Ladies Twitter and Facebook pages, as well as the clubs, and also the Gated Soul as well, and the foundation, because they are doing some fantastic things. My kids were going to be going on to the trip to Whitehall Farm, but obviously when we got COVID, couldn't go, and the pictures looked absolutely fantastic. A couple of the kids' friends went. It looked an amazing trip, and Ben Clark and his team are doing absolute wonders with the foundation. They're doing lots of sessions.
The Breakfast Club as well.
Yeah, it's looking really good. And there we look at this. I always knew Colin Scott was a nice lad. I liked his son scoring goals. I like his mentality on chocolate from the fridge. Get in there, Colin.
I know, but it's too tempting then. You go and have like a cup of tea and you get the milk out and there's the chocolate staring at you, so you're like more likely to eat it, surely.
Apparently, well, 1 second here. We've got a message here from the inside. Dan Bell messaged Bernard last night. He understands that the home shirts can be collected on Saturday. Don't be plotting an invasion to Gisborough if they're not. I'm just the messenger. No, we're plotting it, and we're going to raid everyone's chocolate out the cupboards.
It doesn't live too far away from Gisborough Town's ground anyway, so if we just keep shouting Dan as we're marching through the streets.
Yeah. Steely, when will you next try to get to a game?
Oh, you know what it is? I've got it penciled in as well. I'll let you know. I had a look at the fixtures today and was like, right, going to that game.
Yeah.
That's my first game.
And Alison's asking about predictions for the game on Saturday. We've already had them. Send them in. You won't see any chocolate in the fridge in the supermarket, so why do they keep it in your house? Oh,
Exactly, Theo.
Hey, by the way, Livy, by the way, she put on social media two young daughters, wasn't it?
Doing the celebration. Yeah, it was great stuff.
It was very nice. Yeah, very nice.
And I must admit, I enjoyed that as well. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Trina's put well done, Dave, for the £7 off. Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Keep it up, Dave.
I want to get a stone off before I go on holiday so you can have all the beach shots.
You still haven't done your James Bond at time with it.
I'll do it on holiday.
I'll do it on holiday. I want to see you freezing your nads off in the friggin' North Sea. No mind the med.
I'll do it in the med. I'll have the drone up. I'll have the GoPro. It'll be great. It'll be lovely. It'll be just like James Bond. He did it in the tropical water. He didn't do it in the North Sea.
You said you would do it in the North Sea. You said you would go down to Tynemouth. If we got to Wembley, you were gonna.
Hang on. Sorry, 1 second. Someone's taking it to the extremes here. I keep my chocolate in the fridge, but I put my chocolate digestives in the fridge. Oh man. Wow. I mean, I haven't said that. I do put chocolate biscuits in, like clubs and Kit Kats. Does anyone put them in the fridge? Clubs and Kit Kats and things like that?
We'll get on like a pair of gloves. Oh well, that seems very Christmas story. Lovely holiday together.
Yeah, I'm the right, you're the left. we're not getting in the same glove. I've seen how that happens. Is that your finger? No, it's mine.
chocolate fingers.
We're going to move on. Mickey, when you join Dave on Heed Weight Watchers, that's a bit Shan, isn't it?
Thanks for that, Stuart. You know what it is? If your flask hand's missing the next match and your tea tastes a bit funny, it's because I took it to the toilet with this bud.
Well, by the way, actually, we can do this now. Someone's put, did I miss behind the scenes? You didn't miss behind the scenes. So what I'll do is, right here, I'm going to put me on full view, right? And then I'm going to change the camera, even though it's facing the interview space.
I can pick this up.
Right. So here we are. This is behind the scenes of the Heed Army podcast. I don't want to pull the camera out. So there's the light. That makes me look beautiful. There's the main camera. There, of course, we've got the screen. We have our mixer down here. There we go. So, and then we have our Steam Deck. I've got a betting slip for the season, if anyone wants to see that. I've got, hang on, Gator to win the league at 41. I've got Sunderland to win the championship. I've got Wrexham to win and Barnsley. and for £1.50, I'll win 49 grand. And if that happens, you'll see Toronto the podcast. I'm away, right? And then
this year, very far with 49 grand.
No, I know. There's the podcast mic, and here. Oh no!
I've she had darkness.
There we're gone. This is the what changes the camera. So if I press this, wrong button. That one. Hey, hello, and then back. So that's behind the scenes of the Heat Army podcast. A bit of rubbish as well on the table. So there you go. Wow. Nice well, bit of enthusiasm there by Mickey. Wow.
Well, it's better than behind the scenes here. I got back today and my assistant's gone off for a few days to have a break. And he says, you can feed the puffin chicks. I've got 3 puffin chicks in a box to feed. Got to feed them like every 4 hours. It's like, what? I come back to have a holiday, not to blink and feed puffin chicks.
Well, are they near? Can you show us on the camera?
I can go and get one. If you give us two. Is this really what you want to see on a football podcast? Yeah.
The kids are Poppy and Tabitha, I love it.
Is this not animal cruelty? I mean, I'll tell you what, you've
You're in the same building with them, so probably.
Oh, we've got Ian James Barron. I am a Darlington fan. Oh, well, thank you for joining us.
I'll tell you what, I'll leave you. I'll go and get it. I'll be back in a minute.
We'll get back to the important stuff. Look at clubs and Kit Kats in the fridge. I'll tell you what, like, I'd have a cup of tea around Collins any time.
He lives Hexham way. He's doesn't any different.
We've got any chance of a live show 1 week? What do you think this is?
I think it means one outside.
Outside, yeah. I think we're for the 400th episode. I think we probably will do it from a boozer, or something like that. Right, let's have a little look around here. Oh, it's liked and subscribed. Thank you very much. Do as Ian has done. That's what we like. We want people to join us and be part of it. Someone's put Wrexham. Well, I'm sorry, Alison, but you know that I think they are going to win the league. Show us your puffin, and we've got us your puffins.
Wrexham. So, not Wrexham.
Oh, Wrexham. I said Wrexham.
No, I said Alison. I said Hexham, not Wrexham.
Oh, right. Did I say that? Did I? Yeah, dafty. I am. Right, there we go. We want to see them. So, Dave, we're going to put them full screen.
Oh, yeah.
Spring.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, here you go.
You're
still a bit fluffy around the edges. Oh, I'm going to feed them a fish. See if I can feed them.
Bloody hell.
Look at that. You don't get this on any other football podcast, do you?
John. So, he's the same size as an adult.
What's his name?
I haven't got a name yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to name
it. Is it he or is she?
It's I can't sex it actually. Not yet.
Not on camera.
you see this down? I've got to raise it until we get rid of this. It's too fluffy to go to sea. So that's why I've got him.
Let's have some people saying names, and we'll name it after a gated player. So get them in. We'll go through. We'll take the common consensus. So we'll come through. There we go.
There you go. Who needs clarity?
I reckon you should call it Tinkler.
Tinkler, bless.
Tinks the puffin.
Tinks the puffin, bless it.
Oh, is it. Anyone else agree with Tinks? Get their messages in.
They can live for about 40 years, these birds. So there you go.
Are they like parrots? Or they can live like a fair
story amount of the puffin.
Fair age. So when he leaves here, when I eventually get rid of him in a few days' time.
Put Liam Hatch, Jesus Christ,
that's not a bad one.
That's clever. Can we go back to normal screen?
Paul normal screen. Oh, he's getting paranoid now that we're showing him as a puffin tickler, right? Big Dave from the Congo, the puffin.
I like Liam Hatch. I thought Liam Hatch was clever.
Oh, Panny Puffin does roll off the tongue, though, doesn't it?
Does Panny the Puffin.
J.J. O'Donnell. We've got John's John Shaw, Adi Youssef. We've got names coming in.
Not Levy Youssef, it's Adi Youssef.
Name's Bond, Puffin Bond. we could call it Dave Allen. Is it always trying to sell you a T-shirt? Tinks has got a couple of votes, so I think that is going to be the common consensus. Tinks the Puffin.
So how old is that, Mr. Steele, roughly?
It's about 35 days old, so he's still a bit young. Wow. When he leaves here, he'll not come back to land for 3 years. They'll just go and sit on the sea for 3 years.
Wow.
Right?
Which is amazing, isn't it?
What's the...
Davey, your daughter's behind you, man. She wants to see it.
No, she wants the time on her tablet extended because you've got the, like, downtime. that's all it is. But what's... Not that I want to be morbid, but what's the survival rate of a puffin going out to sea to get into full adulthood?
It's quite high. It's about 70%.
Right. Is it? Because turtles are really low, aren't they?
Yeah, turtles are really low. They just get munched, don't they, by everything.
Yeah.
These little fellas.
Did you squeeze it?
Animal Talk cruelty.
So how old will it be when it leaves from like hatching to leaving the island?
40 days old normally is when 40. they leave.
Right. They just waiting to shed his downy feathers.
That's independent after 40 days. And they've never seen the outside world because they're obviously underground. So so that's why it's not scared of us, or it doesn't really know what's going on, because it's a bit like, oh well, you're giving us food, you know, not chocolate from a fridge, obviously. But you know,
where it is. No, but that's mint. Really good. Thank you for showing that, Davey. That's mint.
All right. You're welcome.
One second, we've got breaking news. Jenny McCauley has put cake for the 400th podcast. Knee bother?
Yes!
We had it!
Amazing. Thank you very much, Jenny. As I say,
do we have to pay for it, though? That's the thing.
chip in.
I'll tell you what, let's get that picture back up, though. Look at it, man. It's beautiful.
That's a class cake.
And I'm sure our partners at Patrick will be very, very happy with that. That's beautiful. Look at it. And happy birthday to Tom once again as well.
Yeah.
Very, very jealous of that. That's amazing. Really, really good. This is a quality podcast. It always is. What are you on about? Oh, there we go. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I like it. The Puffin has the Puffin liked and subscribed. Better off.
better off, son.
hang on, we've got if the 400th episode is from a pub, will fans be invited? Of course, that's it. That'll be the way it's done. Yeah. We did our 100th from the 3 tons, and we had people live on. But now we have the capability of having, let's say, 2 cameras, so we can. So now we can have a camera on us on stage, and then we can go to the audience with a long mic and have you talk to us as well. So there you go. It could be quite the show.
Hopefully we'll get a special guest as well.
Yeah, I've got 1 second. Yeah, hopefully. That puffin is class. We need more seabirds. big fan of the segment. Yeah. The wildlife section. We're going to have Davey catching wildlife each week and bringing it on the show. Safely. I don't know. You can bring a lobster on the next one, as long as you send me one as well. We can all just sit here and eat lobsters.
You're allergic to seafood.
Yeah. You're allergic to seafood.
I am. Yeah. I'm allergic to fish, although I've just been handling one and giving it the puffin. But yeah, it's a bit ironic, really.
It makes me. I can't eat seafood. It makes me ill.
Yeah.
Hey, the lobster's all yours, Davey.
Oh, well, get in. Well, Panny the Puffin might be the name of one of his mates in the box. So there we go. It was Tinks the Seabird. Because a puffin should be the gated mascot. Could you imagine if a big puffin come out the tunnel on Saturday? It'd be great, wouldn't it?
David chased it with a net.
I wonder if Hunter has put the bins out. We haven't heard. I did comment on Archie Mayer saying, have you put the bins out yet? No reply. We will dig into that and find out. Seabird Show could tell. You could have a brilliant jingle. Yeah, as I say, 1 second. Smash the legs for the puffin. That's it. I like Ian. Smash the legs and subscribe for more puffin action. It'd be really good. there he is. Oh.
Wow.
Does it smell nice?
No, it just smells.
So you just went, no.
No, just smells.
I used to have an African grey, and I used to love sniffing that. No, when I was on my shoulder and it leaned over, now you can have a little sniff into it when it's giving it a stroke. You know, but we've got here, what's it, Lisbon or Benfica have an eagle gated, have a puffin. Well, I think they should need that new badge with a crest with a puffin on one side.
I've got a giant puffin outfit,
yeah. Oh, it'd be great,
yeah.
The challenge has been set out for you to try and get another bit of wildlife on the show next week.
That's another problem. I'll succeed.
Can you put it back? Can you lift up the puffin one more time? Just because my daughter's just come here. Look, he's got a puffin.
It's a puffin chick.
Yeah, puffin chick. Look at that.
Baby puffin.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. It's Tinks the Puffin. Well, on that note, everybody, we've hour of what we do. Guys, waving goodbye. Everyone wave goodbye and put the likes in for the Tinks the Puffin. So there we go. Remember, and this is the best message of the show. Puffins lives matter, guys. They certainly do. But what also matters is if you that we thank you as well for, it's been a lovely show. Everyone that sent in, we hope you enjoyed the quiz. Just before we go, if anyone could quickly let us know, would you like the Boob Heed quiz to continue? You know, we'll adapt it each week. So if you wanted to be, let us know, type the yeses, and we'll know if you want to do that. And so we'll carry on with that. And someone's put, what a show, fellas. Well, thank you very much. We enjoyed
it. It's been football meets.
AI
meets David Attenborough.
Yeah, the yeses are coming in, so people do want the there we go. Look at that, they're all coming in. So I'll get working on with more AI next week. I'll make it a bit AI. Better. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you gotta love the AI. It's great, but I
must admit, it was funny.
Yeah,
especially when
we're
getting all the wrong answers.
The banter is totally amazing. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Davey and Mickey. Thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and of course our partners, Patrick. Keep got puffing on the brain. It's all coming. And we've got there, yes to the quiz. Everyone's putting in. Oh, we've got another name, Margaret the Puffin. There's names coming in, but it is Tinks. Tinks the Puffin. So we'll get an update on Tinks next week. As I say, thank you very much, everybody. And remember, like, subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, everybody.